G'day guys, Jay here, and I wanted to make this video and this podcast to explain the journey and how I went from having $0 to my name, going all the way through to owning over $3.5 million worth of real estate over the last few years. So for a lot of people, real estate seems like something that's really insurmountable. Things seem really expensive, and it's very hard to get into, it's tough to know about. So my reason for making this is basically so I can explain sort of how I did it, so that way that some other people might be able to take some inspiration from what I've done. So let's start back at the beginning with my very first job. So through high school, I learned how to play guitar pretty well and went on and did some gigs, and you'd sit in the corner of pubs, you'd play in bands, different things like that. So gigs like this, you'd generally make like $300 a pop. So not a huge amount if you're only gigging like on the weekend, on a Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday. So not a huge amount. On top of that, I also did a few things during the week, which was sales based. I worked my very first job. I worked for a karate club, and we'd go door to door, knocking on doors, basically trying to sell people karate memberships. So as you could imagine, that was quite a difficult job. There's not very many people that were interested in that, but it taught me a lot of really important skills that I'd be able to use later on. So between this and, you know, the karate memberships, I wasn't making much money at all. I remember some days I wouldn't even have enough money to even put the fuel in my car to go and try and earn money, which was pretty insane. But that's just the way it was at that point in time because I didn't have a lot of skills. And over time, you know, we started doing more and more things, and I went through uni and I did a graduate diploma in education and also a Bachelor of Music. So I developed these skills and was licensed to then go and teach in schools. So I did a bit of casual teaching for years, but of course, you know, that wasn't really going to move the needle too much either. It wasn't until I started a business where my income started to grow really dramatically. And the reason I'm talking about income rather than property, because this is the first thing that is the most important thing for getting into real estate, is having good income coming your way. So I basically continued to work in schools as I developed my business. And over time, my business started to really take off, and that sort of became the main gig, and teaching was kind of a side gig. And this continued to the point where today I'm not even teaching at all. So the most important thing when you're getting into real estate, I personally believe, is having a really strong income. And the way to build a strong income is to stack skills on top of one another. It's bringing different dimensions of industry together so that way you have a set of skills which not many other people have, and that can be quite valuable for someone that wants to hire you. So in my case of running a video production company, I have a very deep understanding of music and developed a very deep understanding of video. So I could bring these two worlds together and become an expert in that field. And when that happened, the business just blew up. You know, we did a lot of music videos and created a lot of content for a lot of people. So the thing that made this business really successful was that we were very consistent. We just constantly continued to shoot videos, and our quality remained really high. And that was one of the most important things. So we continued to work, and of course, I bought my first house with my partner, Andrea, who was also working at the same time. And we got together our deposits. So hers, she started from when she was about 15 years old through to, I believe, 25, 26, something like that. And my trajectory was a little bit different. It was basically nothing, 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 everything. So together, we put our money together, and that allowed us to have enough for a deposit on our first home. So this particular place we bought as a primary place of residence. Now, it's often a much smarter way to rent vest. So that way you can maintain your borrowing power for investment properties rather than somewhere that you're living. But sometimes life gets in the way, and this is the way that we chose to do it because we want to live together. So we got our money together. We had roughly $70,000 each, I remember, $70,000, $80,000, somewhere around that. So it ended up being a deposit of about $160,000. The house that we bought, house and land, was $819,000. So we put a 20% deposit down on that. And of course, you have costs along with that, including stamp duty and everything like that. We watched our house getting constructed over the course of 2020, which was a really fun experience. I will never forget that. You'd be able to go every day or every week and see that different things had changed. You know, the frames had gone up, or, you know, they'd put the bricks up. It was a very exciting period of time. Now, during this period, we had a lot of extra money that was coming in, particularly on my side, because the business was continuing to do really well. So, I thought, what can we do? You know, like we have this cash that we're continuing to save up. How can we deploy this? So, I thought, well, why don't we buy more real estate? Why don't we buy some investment properties? And of course, this was quite a scary thing at the time, because we'd just taken on a lot of debt for our first house, and we're going to go and get into more debt. But, you know, after doing a lot of learning about real estate, the numbers made sense. You know, we're going to be making money out of this, because at the time, interest rates were incredibly low. So, it just made sense. So, we got more money and we took that to a buyer's agent and we said, you know, we'd love to find a property that we could have as an investment property. We're looking for houses on, you know, reasonable size land. Doesn't need to be crazy. So that way that we can continue to grow our wealth, we'd buy and we'd hold for a long time. So we bought this this house and land package up in Thornlands, which is in Queensland. Now, we bought this for under $550,000. So anyone that knows Queensland knows that Thornlands is roughly 35 minutes from the city, kind of near the coast. So it's actually quite a beautiful area, and it would be quite desirable for owner occupiers to have their houses and somewhere to live. So pretty much instantly, this wasn't planned at all, but it worked out really well. We actually purchased at one of the perfect times for the huge real estate boom that happened over 2020, 2021, and even 2022 to some extent in some places. So we, as we watched our house getting constructed up in Queensland, the value of that property continued to appreciate very, very quickly. So in a lot of respects, we were quite lucky. So over time, that house got built, we got tenants in it, and the mortgage was basically paying for itself and then some, which covered all our costs and put a little bit of money into our pocket. And of course, over the next couple of years, both the house that we live in and the property in Thornlands continued to appreciate. Now, what that means is that we have a lot of equity sitting in these properties, and that means that we have a lot of equity that we can use to then go and buy more properties. And that's exactly what we did. So, in 2022, what we did was we pulled equity out of our properties, out of Thornlands, and also out of our home. And then on top of that, I had saved additional money again that we then could put into part of that deposit. So, instead of buying one house in 2022, we bought two at the same time. So, one of these was in Manopara, which is in Adelaide. And this was, once again, 30 minutes from the center of Adelaide. And we managed to pick this up for just over $400,000. The rental yield is netting over 5 after costs and everything. So, it's getting a really solid return, which I'm quite happy with for the residential. And the other property that we bought was up in Queensland at Springfield Lakes. So, the other side of Queensland. And that was a townhouse with 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, and a 1-car garage in a fantastic location. I would have preferred a house, to be honest, but the location was just so fantastic that there's a lot of factors that would really drive the price of this particular property to appreciate over time. So, we have bought now 4 properties, and then I would have liked to continue and buy another one last year, but of course, interest rates have gone up massively, which means a couple of things. It means that borrowing powers are now decreased, and on top of that, it also means that it is much harder to service a loan and make sure you have more cash coming through the door, because interest rates are eating up a lot of that. So, the business has continued to do really well. It's continuing to grow. I've been making sure I've been really tight on the costs there, because as the cost of living has gone up massively, things have gotten so much more expensive. So, on that side, I've kept it really tight. And now, we're at the point where we've been able to actually cash out more money from our initial property, which is our primary place of residence. And now, we're going to take that, plus some extra money that I've saved, and we're going to go into the commercial space. Now, the reason that I'm going into the commercial space is because the yields are higher, and to continue to grow a portfolio, the portfolio requires income. So not only do properties that are commercial continue to get great capital growth, but also the yields are much higher. The only downside is they can be a little bit riskier because there's not as many commercial tenants as people wanting somewhere to live. So we are in the process of acquiring that property right now. And when we have acquired that property, we will have a portfolio that's worth roughly $4 million. So this is a process that has taken a lot of time. We started this journey back in 2019. And now it's 2024. You know, we're 5 years on, and we've been lucky enough to see the rewards of that ongoing work over time, which is the most important thing. That's basically how you grow anything. It comes down to consistently and consistently doing the same thing over time, and let time do its work. So that was basically the process. So the first one is definitely the hardest because you have to save up all the deposit money yourself. So the best thing to do when it comes to that is to make sure that you have a high paying job, and the way to get a high paying job is to develop skills. And thankfully, we have so many opportunities for education in this world. It can either be paid or free. Everything I've learned about video production, I haven't paid for a course or anything like that. I learned everything online. So that's basically all I can really say, is that you need to develop skills which will give you a high income. And then once you have that first deposit, then things get a lot easier. So in hindsight, it would have been smarter for us to potentially buy investment properties and continue to rent. But of course, life circumstances do get in the way. And of course, do not be restricted to just the one area. None of our investment properties are in Sydney, yet we live in Sydney. So consider that when you are looking for an investment property. There is a lot of value in different markets, and there's a lot better yield in different markets. So keep that in mind when you are looking to grow an investment portfolio. So my plan over time is to continue to acquire more properties. I'm aiming to get at least 10, and that way we can hold them for a long period of time. We can grow the equity in that portfolio, and then eventually we can sell down a few of those, and then we can use that money to then go and pay off the debts of the other mortgages, and then we'll have cash flow continuing to come in. So once we get to that point, we'll reassess. But the most important thing is to stay consistent, make sure you stay solvent, and your portfolio is not beyond what you can handle. Thank you for listening.